From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. At least 95 people have been killed in several bombings today in Baghdad. More than 400 people have been hurt. The biggest bomb went off outside the Iraqi foreign ministry, killing some 60 people and wounding dozens more. Iraqi police say a suicide truck bomber set off his device outside the Iraqi finance ministry in an apparent coordinated attack. Saudi Arabia has arrested 44 al-Qaeda-linked militants. It says they had planned to carry out attacks. Dozens of weapons and remote electronic detonators were also seized. Dale Gavlak reports.
The Saudi Interior Ministry said the militants, all but one from Saudi Arabia, were trying to recruit youths and to finance their terrorist activities through charitable donations. It said that ammunition, electronic detonation devices, and machine guns were rounded up. Saudi Arabia has been battling Islamist militants bent on a violent campaign to destabilize the U.S. allied monarchy for the past 6 years. Last month, a Saudi criminal court convicted and sentenced 330 al-Qaeda militants to jail terms, fines, and travel bans, the country's first known terrorism trial for suspected al-Qaeda members. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Afghan police stormed a bank in Kabul today. They killed three gunmen inside who had taken it over. Police surrounded the bank for hours before going inside. The bank attack comes on the eve of Afghanistan's presidential election. Taliban militants have warned Afghans not to go to the polls. They're claiming responsibility for several bombings that have killed at least six people this week. The White House is denying a report today. The Obama administration has decided to move forward on its health care overhaul plans without Republican support. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The story in the New York Times quotes White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel saying the Republican leadership, in his words, has made a strategic decision that defeating President Obama's health care proposal is more important for their political goals than solving the health insurance problems that Americans face. But spokesman Robert Gibbs says that does absolutely not mean the president is giving up on a bipartisan approach. Gibbs repeated the president's stated intention to work with anyone who wants to work constructively on health care. One Republican who has been active in health care talks, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, said this week he would vote against a health care overhaul if it did not draw wide support from other GOP lawmakers. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.
CBS News says the creator of the news program 60 Minutes has died. Don Hewitt was 86. He joined CBS in 1948. Among many other accomplishments, he produced the first televised presidential debate between Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 77 points at 9,295. The Nasdaq is up 14. This is NPR. South Korea's long-awaited rocket launch was postponed today, minutes before its scheduled firing. Diwali Saikautau reports.
On a beach just across from Naro Island, where South Korea's rocket was supposed to lift off from, the music that was blasting all morning has turned off. But earlier, it was just a huge party for what was expected to be a great celebration of South Korea's first ever space launch. If successful, South Korea would have been the 10th nation to launch a satellite. South Koreans are now walking back to their vehicles with visibly disappointed faces after waiting here for hours to see the historic event. People had camped out, children and adults are still swimming in sight, and there are some who are simply sitting on the beach trying to wait out the snaking traffic. The mood here is sad, but many are hopeful the launch will eventually be a success. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Kohang Province, South Korea.
Swiss bank UBS has agreed to turn over data on thousands of accounts to the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is investigating whether some Americans have evaded taxes by hiding them in UBS accounts. Account holders will be told before their names are released to the U.S. government. They will also have a chance to appeal this in Switzerland. Hotel chain Radisson says its computer systems have been hacked and some guest information may have been accessed, and that includes credit and debit card information. The company says the hacking occurred between November 2008 through May of this year. Radisson would not say how much data has been accessed, and it won't say which hotels have been affected. The hotel chain says it's working with federal law enforcement. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.